يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله السلام salutations upon you Prophet Muhammad salutations upon you Commander of the Faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam قم ناشد الإسلام عن مصابه أصيب بالنبي أم كتابه Stand up and talk and ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Ask Islam, ask around of what happened tonight. Who are we mourning? We're mourning the Prophet Muhammad. We're mourning the Holy Quran. قضى نفس النبي المصطفى وأدرج الليلة في أثوابه. Who did we put in the grave? Who did we carry on our shoulders? What happened tonight? قتلتم الصلاة في محرابها. Tonight you murdered the prayers in its chambers. Tonight, what happened to Islam? يا قاتلي وهو في محرابه. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, in his sermon in the month of Sha'ban, he talks to the believers, he addresses the people, he describes the importance of this holy month. He says, أيها الناس, O people, the Prophet has a message, let us listen to the message of Prophet Muhammad. إنه قد أقبل إليكم شهر الله بالبركة والرحمة. The month of Allah has approached you. With what has it approached us? بالبركة والرحمة والمغفرة. With the blessings, with the mercy, with the forgiveness. شهر هو عند الله أفضل الشهور. It's a month to Allah, it's the best of all months. وأيامه أفضل الأيام. And the days are the best of all days. ولياليه أفضل الليالي. And the nights are the best of all nights. وساعاته أفضل الساعات. And the hours are the best of all hours. هو شهر. Brothers and sisters, listen to the message of the Holy Prophet describing this beautiful, wonderful month. هو شهر, هو شهر دعيتم فيه إلى ضيافة الله. It is the month where you're invited for the hospitality, to the hospitality of Allah عز وجل. وجعلتم فيه من أهل كرامة الله. And you are made from the honorable ones by Allah. أنفاسكم فيه تسبيح. Your breath in it is considered glorifications to Allah. ونومكم فيه عبادة. And your sleeping is worship. وعملكم فيه مقبول. And all your actions are accepted by الله ودعاؤكم فيه مستجاب. Your supplications, your requests, inshallah, are all answered. فاسألوا الله ربكم بنيات صادقة. Therefore, ask Allah your Lord in the purest of all intentions, أن يوفقكم لصيامه, that He makes you successful to fasting this holy month, وتلاوة كتابه, and to reading the holy book of Allah. سيدي ومولاي يا رسول الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear respected guests, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Tonight, as we gather together to commemorate a martyrdom, to commemorate an event so great in Islam, its effect and what it did, the cause, why and how. As we try to gather all this information together in this holy month, once we approach and look at this holy month, once we open our eyes and our hearts to allow the rays, the light that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to those who seek the guidance, we capture it, we understand it. And what is best than looking at the Holy Quran as a source for that knowledge? We tap into this ultimate, absolute resource so you and I can all understand what Allah wants from us. See, the Quran is a manual. It's a manual to understanding this device called life. We just need to open it. We need to clear our minds and hearts, come to it and approach it, knock on its doors. The Prophet ﷺ said in the sermon, so we can be blessed, successful, to recite the words of Allah. See, so many times the Prophet describes four strangers in this life. One of those strangers is the Holy Quran, put on a shelf, ignored by the people. That's a stranger. That stranger on the Day of Judgment, as it comes on the Day of Judgment, all the Muslims, all the people, everyone is around. This creation, this creature comes walking, everyone is looking at it, everyone is pointing, who is it, who is it? And they tell, this is the Holy Quran. And it starts pointing out this and that. Those are the people that read me. Those are the people that recited me. Those are the people that applied what they read. Those are the people that followed me. And tonight when we commemorate, we don't commemorate only a human being. We commemorate the Quran. We commemorate the assassination of Al-Kitab Al-Natiq, the speaking of the Quran, the embodiment of the Holy Quran. That's what we're commemorating tonight. As we open our eyes and hearts to reading the Holy Quran, we see Allah Azza wa Jal defining the purpose and the goal. See, everything we do, brothers and sisters, needs to be justified by a goal. What is the purpose that we are doing this for? And very beautifully, Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran defines the purpose of us fasting. What is the fruits of, why is it that we fast? What do we look for? What are the fruits of this fast? He says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu.
Ya ayyuha. Ya. In Arabic, it's harf nida. It's a call. Someone is calling you. Who is calling us? Allah is talking to us. The address is to us. If you are a believer,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا,
الذين آمنوا, those who believe. Now there's a message. We need to open our eyes and our ears and our minds and our hearts. Let us listen to what Allah has to give us. Let us listen to the message Allah wants us to capture in this month.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ.
Fasting is written, prescribed upon you like it was written on those who came before you. But here is the power of the message that is embedded in this verse. See, we can't just take half of the verse and stop. The Qur'an, all of it must be read together, from beginning to end. It gives you the complete picture. This is part of the picture. So Allah is saying, it was prescribed, it was written upon you that you fast. Why? See, in the verse, at the beginning, it grabs your attention by the call. Listen to me, I have a message to you. You open your ears, He tells you, Allah Azza wa Jal, the type of state, the type of message that I have prescribed upon you. You are fasting 1 month out of 12 for a reason.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
لَعَلَّكُمْ, so you may become what? Pious. That is the message. That is the goal. We fast so we can achieve that level. We fast so we can attain that status, which is called piety. Now, as we all know, that who we are commemorating his assassination tonight was called Imam al-Muttaqin, the Imam of the pious. When we look at this program called piety, someone asked al-Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi ta'ala alayh, he told him, يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَوْصِنِي, O son of the Prophet, advise me. Give me something I can follow. Something I can do. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْإِمَامُ سَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ, defining what piety is.
لَا يَفْقِدْكَ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ,
that Allah does not miss you where He has ordered you.
وَلَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ,
and He shall not see you where He has prohibited you. This is taqwa. Now the man asked the Imam alayhi salam, zidni, give me more. The Imam alayhi salam said, la ajid. There is nothing more to give. This is enough.
Use this
message, and you'll be fine. Brothers and sisters, it's important in our lives that we find a purpose, a reason, and a goal that we try to achieve. See, all of us, mashallah, I can see everyone here seems to be trying to build, at the time of their lives where they're trying to build their future. And you know, you have a lot of plans in your life. And you need to put your plans in perspective. You need to look at your life. Where do you want to be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years? See, as Muslims, and specifically as followers of Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi ta'ala alayhim, our lives does not end with our death. Our lives extend. Our lives extend all the way to the Day of Judgment. That is the reality. And inshallah, I'll try to point out in these coming nights, very briefly, not to go into so many details, I will try to point out the importance of taqwa and what role does it play in building our character. See, Muslims, a Muslim needs to build his and her character before they do anything. Before we try to extend to others, before we try to build others, it's all about building our own character.
You see the Holy Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Lady Zahra, all the infallibles, to us they are symbols that we need to look up to and follow. To us, they're there. But if we only stand here looking at them, we'll get nowhere. We need to start this journey, this elevation, this movement to try to attain some of their reflection of their character. We need to step forward. If you and I just read and talk, we provide lip service, we won't accomplish anything. We need to take what they offer and apply it in our lives. Taqwa is a concept and is an application. We need to understand it and we need to apply it. If we don't, we'll be wasting our time. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about taqwa in so many verses of the Holy Quran that He describes the message that He sent the Holy Prophet alayhim salam, Nuh, Hud, Salih, Lut, Shu'aib, Ilyas, all of them, they are talking to their people. Ala tattaqoon, ala tattaqoon, ala tattaqoon. Become pious, be pious. Why don't you? And the character you get out of being pious and the results of that character are many. Being successful in your life. Being of those who have the insights. As you'll read in the Holy Quran, Allah says, and whoever fears Allah and has piety, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Those are the successful ones. See, we have different definition of piety, of successful. Being successful, of success. Sometimes you open, those who go to university, you open your manual or your book, your university book, booklet, and it shows for you to attain this kind of degree, you need to fulfill these courses. And in order to pass these courses, you need to attain this kind of grade point average. They give you the measurement and the standard of success. What is the believer's standard of success? What is it? How do you rate it? And how do you attain it? Our manual is the Holy Quran. From it we try to gather and understand what is it? What is that standard of the success? And also, what is the standard of failure? For us to know what's the A and what's the E or the F. It's all around in the Holy Quran. And it's all embedded in understanding and knowing taqwa. Inshallah, we'll shed more light on it in the following two nights. But in a night like tonight, as we talk about piety and the Imam, the leader of all pious ones, we look at the state of the Muslims at that time. Al-Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh had fought many wars, mainly at Jamal, Suffin, and Nahrawan. Nahrawan, in the battle of Nahrawan, he fought against Al-Khawarij. Al-Khawarij are those which we'll get into a little bit more, inshallah, myself or Hajj Hassanin, inshallah, will be able to shed some light on these people. They did not like Imam Ali alayhi salam for many reasons. Non-justifiable. And they wanted to kill the holy Imam alayhi salam. If three of them met and decided that one will kill Muawiyah, one will kill Amr ibn al-As, and one shall assassinate our holy Imam alayhi salam. Muawiyah was stabbed, but he managed to survive. Amr ibn al-As, on the day that he was supposed to pray the morning, he had someone else to pray on his behalf instead of him. And the man killed him instead. But we look at that who tried to kill our holy Imam alayhi salam and assassinate him, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim. Ibn Muljim, as he entered Kufa, he fell in love with a woman. Her name is Qatam, and Qatam had her brother, her father, and her husband killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So she hated al-Imam. See, when you don't have the proper reasons to love and hate, it becomes the meaning of fire and heaven, hell and fire. She hated the holy Imam alayhi salam, and she wanted someone to kill the Imam. Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, la'inahullah, he fell in love with Qutam, and she asked him that her dowry be the assassination of the holy Imam alayhi salam, with a few other things. Now, the holy Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, brothers and sisters, and let's go to Kufa in a night like this. Let's go to Kufa and live these last moments, these last hours. The holy Imam alayhi salam, in these last nights, in the holy month of Shahar Ramadan, he used to spend a night at each of his children's house, one day with Imam Hassan, one day with Imam Hussein, and one day with Lady Zainab, and one night with Umm Kulthum. Then Umm Kulthum, that night was the night where he stayed at her house. But Umm Kulthum used to look at the holy Imam alayhi salam. The Imam was not comfortable. The Imam seemed to be not comfortable on that night. Lady Umm Kulthum kept on asking him, Sayyidi wa Mawlai, what is wrong? What is happening? Imam alayhi salam kept on praying, kept on supplicating to Allah on a night like this. They say Umm Kulthum offered her father, the holy Imam, two plates. One had a piece of bread and the other had some sour milk and some salt. The holy Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi looked at his daughter. He told her, Bunayya, Bunayya, do you want me to lie? Do you want to lengthen my stand before Allah on the day of judgment? Raise one of those plates, leave only one. Look at how our beloved holy Imam alayhi salam spent his time, and how he wanted to share the hunger, how he wanted to share the suffering with all the rest of the Muslims. They say Lady Umm Kulthum kept on looking at her father. Her father, the holy Imam, used to go outside and look in the skies, and it was a very dark night, and he used to say, Hiya hiya wallahi layla, it is the night, it is the night, by Allah, التي وعدنيها حبيبي رسول الله, which was promised to me by the beloved Prophet Muhammad. Then the Imam alayhi salam took a little nap. When he woke up, he gathered all his children. He told them, beloved children, I just saw in my dream something, a vision I would like to share with you all. إني رأيت في هذه الليلة رؤيا. It's such a vision that I would like to share with all of you. He said, I saw the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam talking to me and addressing me, telling me, Ya Abul Hassan, innaka qadimun ilayna an qareeb. Oh Abul Hassan, soon you'll be coming to us. يجيء إليك أشقاها فيخضب شيبتك من دم رأسك. The most wicked of all will come and will put the dagger in your head, and your beard shall be flooded with the blood of from your head. Imam عليه السلام, when his children heard what the holy Imam had to say, they started crying, they started weeping. Al-Imam alayhi salam quieted all of them. They left the holy Imam alone to his prayers, and he kept on looking out to the sky.
eyes and saying, Wallah, ma kadhabtu wa la kudhibt. I never lied and I was never told to be to lie. Wa innaha al-layla allati wa'udtu biha. And this is the night that I was promised. Allahumma barik li fil mat. My Lord, bless me in this death. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he used to recite the salawat all night to night. Kulthum told him, Abata, dear beloved father, Mali araka hadhihi al-layla, la taduq ta'am ar-ruqad. Why do I see you this night? You're not going to sleep, beloved father. Qala laha, listen to what the holy Imam told his daughter Kulthum. Bunayya inna abaki qatala al-abtal wa khada al-ahwal. Your father has killed the most fierce of all. He killed the most courageous of all. Wa ma dakhala al-khawfu lahu jawfa. And he was never scared of anything. Wa ma dakhala fi qalbi rabun akthar mimma dakhala fi hadhihi al-layla. And fear never entered my heart like it entered my heart tonight. Then he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They said, Kulthum looked at her father, qalat lahu aba. Oh dear father, why are you mourning yourself tonight? Al-Imam looked at her with the kindness of the father, with the love of a father. He told her, Bunayya, qad qaruba al-ajal wa anqata'a al-amal. Ya Bunayya, la tabki. Ya Bunayya, la tabki. My beloved daughter, the time is near, death is close. Don't cry, my beloved daughter, don't cry. It's a promise given to me by the Holy Prophet, and it shall happen. Al-Imam alayhi salam then told her, beloved Kulthum, when the time for the call of prayer takes place, wake me up, Kulthum. On this night, she didn't go to sleep. She kept on going back and forth, in and out, looking at the sky. And when the time was near, she woke her father up. Al-Imam alayhi salam was getting ready to go to the mosque to pray the morning prayer. As he was leaving, the birds around him started calling, started shouting. He said, La ilaha illallah, sawaihan tatba'uha nawaihu. These calls shall be followed by days of mourning. وَفِي غُدَاتِ غَدٍ يَظْهَرُ الْقَضَىٰ. As he was leaving, the door stopped him. He started calling, اجْدُدْ حَيَازِيمَكَ لِلْمَوْتِ فَإِنَّ الْمَوْتِ لَقِيكَ. Get ready for death, for death shall be meeting soon with you. وَلَا تَجْزَعْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ إِذَا حَلَّ بِنَادِيكَ. And when death comes so close to you, don't give up on it. كَمَا أَضْحَكَكَ الدَّهْرِ. This life, this world, surely got you smiling. كذاك الدهر يبكيك. And surely this life will bring tears to your eyes. Lady Umm Kulthum looked at her father. قالت وغوتاه يا أبتاه. Oh my father, أراك تنعى نفسك هذه الليلة. You keep on mourning yourself this night. What is happening? Then Imam Ali alayhi salam heads to the mosque of Kufa, and as he enters, he looks around and he sees some people sleeping. Al-Imam alayhi salam getting people ready to go to pray. As he himself wants to call for the prayer, Al-Imam alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, at the time of the morning prayer, calls the last time for the adhan. He stands up, he started calling for the prayers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They say everyone in the city of Kufa heard the call of prayer for the Imam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Al-Imam alayhi salam, he is calling for prayers. Do the people of Kufa know that this is the last time they hear the voice of their holy Imam? Then after finishing the call for prayers, he kept on going around, waking up everyone, calling unto them, As-salat, as-salat. It is time for prayers, it is time for prayers. They say, Amr ibn Muljim was awake and was hiding his dagger. When Ibn Muljim saw the Imam alayhi salam getting ready for the prayers, he woke up and he hid himself behind one of the pillars in the mosque of Kufa, very close to where the holy Imam alayhi salam was praying. The holy Imam started the morning prayer. He called Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Our holy Imam is praying the morning prayer. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. And Ibn Muljim is just waiting for the right time behind the pillar. Our Imam alayhi salam reciting the short surah. Then he bows down to Allah. He stands up, Allahu Akbar. Then he goes down to the sujood in his prayers. Subhanallah, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. Our holy Imam has finished the first sajda. He raises his head. He says, Allahu Akbar. Ibn Muljim comes from the back with a poison dagger. It strikes the holy Imam alayhi salam in his head. The blood is gushing out. The holy Imam calls, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Al-Imam alayhi salam calls, Fustu wa Rabbul Kaaba, فزت ورب الكعبة. Then Jibreel عليه السلام's voice could be heard everywhere. ونعاه جبرائيل ونادى بالسماء. What did Jibreel call? وعليه كادت بالنداء تتقطع. The whole heavens, the whole earth, everything was shaking. Why? اليوم 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 أركان الهدى قد هدمت. The pillars of guidance today were destroyed. اليوم اليوم شمل المسلمين موزع. مولاي يا قتيلا بكاه قرآن طه وبكاه التوراة والإنجيل. يا ربيع الأيام من للأيام واليتامى إن غاب عنها الكفيل.
اللهم بحق محمد وآل محمد يا الله. إلهي نسألك اللهم وبحمدك أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن ترحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا رب العالمين. Our Lord Allah, our sins are so many, our work is so little. We ask you and we beg you to accept the little we offer. For your mercy is all-encompassing. You're the all-merciful. You're the all-beneficent. إلهي بحق محمد وآل محمد نسألك اللهم أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.